Bad boy.
FMU with Ronnie Pearson and Hot Shot. We heard Jimmy Patton with Okie and the Pokey, Ronnie D with Action Pack, The Chateaus with Surf Fever, and Bobby Vern with Red Hot Car, which is Ben Vaughn's Red Hot Car right now is whisking Hazel Atkins our way. He'll be here about 5:30. And in the meantime, we're going to do The Fat Man, I guess. Button that hit.
Makes me mad, and I get evil as a man can be. lot to me, because it makes me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. Without me, we should tell them, come home, but mama, please don't let me catch you doing wrong. Oh, don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because you make me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be. If I give you mine too, but don't you lie to me. Oh, don't you lie to me. Because it makes me mad, and I'll get evil as a man can be.
Yeah, you better watch your what to do. Pretty girl, better watch your man, because the only girl that just raises sand. Pretty baby, yes, you're looking good.
Hound here, WFMU in East Orange with Teresa Blake and I Quit My Knocking. Don't know who she was, don't know where she went. Buddy Guy with Gully Holly. We heard Bo Diddley with Pretty Girl, Homely Girl. Larry Davis and the Texas Flood and Open Up with the Fat Man and Don't Lie to Me. He's also in that Yankee Stadium deal. That's me lighting a cigarette. It's Jerry Lee, Fats Domino, the Yankees, and Fireworks on the 3rd of July. I'm sure that'll end up as like a huge brawl in the Bronx. I'm sure it'll be lots of fun. Hazel Atkins is supposed to be on his way. Maybe he'll get here. Maybe he won't in the next half an hour. In the meantime, Buster Brown in one of the dumbest blues songs ever to hit the top 10.
Well, I want somebody to tell me what's wrong with a long time ago when the people had this this liquor and stuff. Well, they take this liquor and they hide it anywhere. Hide it in the crib, hide it under the crib, hide it under the house. And some of them hide it in their chicken house. Ain't nobody gonna look around there, but because they figured that somebody may figure it was in there. And so some of the neighbors found out that this stuff was hid in the chicken house. And they went in there and they went in there and broke the lock on it and got it. And the old man come on, the man was making this stuff, making a living. We wanna know who broke the lock. Children told him, I don't know. Who broke that lock in the house, though? I found out before I go who broke it. Who broke that lock in the house, though? And that night, down at the saloon, the people were playing it. Who broke the lock? I don't know. Who broke the lock? You know, no. And the law walked in. He said, I'll find out before I go. And it wasn't supposed to even have it. Who broke the lock? Who broke the jug? Whatever it was. He'll find out before he go. Who broke the lock? You know problems these days, don't you? I don't know. From the end, I'll go. Before I go. Who broke the lock from the end out door?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock
from the end out door?
No, boy, I don't know.
Before I go, who broke the lock from the end out door?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock
from the end out door?
No, boy, I don't know.
Before I go, who broke the lock from the end out door? I don't know. From the end out door. Before I go, who broke the lock from the end out door? As the wind caught 48 feet, brown snake bit me on my knee. I turn around to see my best, my boots slipped in the hardest mess.
Now who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the end I saw. Before I go, who broke the lock from the end I saw?
Now who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock
from the end I saw? Before I go, who broke the lock from the end I saw? So they say, three foot steel, I got one in my front seat. Yeah, that's it. You broke a nut. He got dangling in the water, never mind.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the end of the door.
I don't know why now.
Before I go. Who broke the lock from the end of the door?
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
From the end of the door.
I don't know why now.
Before I go. Who broke the lock from the end of the door? I don't know. End of the door. Before I go. Who broke the lock from the end of the door?
No, who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
I don't know.
Who broke the lock?
Who broke the lock from the end of the door? I don't know. End of the door. Who broke the lock from the end of the door?
Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Woo! You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Keep a knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. You said you love me and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try it again. Drink a gin and you can't come in. Drink a gin and you can't come in. I'm drinking gin and you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try to get... ah!
WFMU 91.1 in East Orange and Big Danny Oliver with Sapphire. Heard the Valiants with Frida Frida, Little Richard Keep a Knockin', Butch Cage, Who Broke the Lock, and Buster Brown with Fannie Mae. Coming into the final 20 minutes of the stretch here, we still no Hazel Atkins. This may end up like Letterman, where the person you've been waiting all the whole time for has about 30 seconds. We should hire some bald-headed fag to stand in the corner behind an organ and whine, too. Ah, what are we going to do here? I'm going to go to automatic pilot for a minute with James Brown, wherever he may be.
Maybe the
How's that?
Last time, the last time. It may be the last time. Maybe the last time. Maybe the last time we shake hands. Maybe the last time we make plans.
Comfortable.
The operators are singing when you're blue free. Oh, I don't know. It may be the last
maybe
time.
The last time.
It may be the last.
why, oh why, I don't know.
Here we're gonna fade this out. We have with us here, finally, Hazel Atkins. Hello, Hazel. How are you?
Hello. How you making it? All right, I guess.
We're holding down the fort, waiting for you. So how did it go today in Philly? I heard you played on this, in the record store in downtown Philly and caused the big commotion.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, done well. Real good.
Let you go. And you're now embarking on some sort of North American tour. You'll be in Canada.
Yes.
This week, opening for Public Image on Monday in Toronto, is that?
Yeah.
In Toronto. What do you think of Johnny Rotten?
Okay.
Have you ever heard his music or met him or anything?
I haven't met him. I've heard his music, yeah.
Yes, and no comment, huh?
No.
Well, and you played last night in Philadelphia, and then that was with the Ben Vaughn Combo.
Yeah, yes.
And how, so what's your, that was the first time you played in Philly?
Yeah.
So what's your reaction to the city of brotherly love and Move headquarters?
I like it pretty good because they really welcome me. Yeah, Philadelphia. Yeah.
They got that hunching going, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And after Canada, you're playing in a Moose Hall Lodge. It's this week or next week in Lancaster, Pennsylvania?
28th.
The 28th of June. Excuse me?
An amusement park.
And then, the amusement park is the next day. And when is Maxwell's in Hoboken? The 27th of June. That's Maxwell's in Hoboken for all our listeners here. And you've been getting all this press and stuff. We noticed, what were some of the ones? Musician and Spin. And there's one in the Village Voice coming out next week. Have you been keeping up on this, reading your press and all?
Yeah, yeah.
Any comments on some of the things written?
Well, there's so many of them. I mean, back home and all
right.
Know, different states. That
you're on the front page of the newspaper in Virginia.
Charleston.
Yeah. And they gave me almost a whole page. I mean,
and we saw one in
color
from Springfield, Missouri, where you were on the front page too.
Really?
Springfield.
Yeah, the last roundup had spotted you on the front page of the newspaper.
Well, I ain't seen it. I heard about it. I ain't seen it.
Yeah, it was syndicated from USA Today.
Yeah?
Yeah, this is true. I have it. I'll get you a copy of it. So the view.
It's good to be back here in New Jersey. It is. Back and talking to you. It's good.
Yeah, did you guys come flying down the highway with your siren voice after Philly?
Yeah, some.
Pulling over the cars and whatnot?
Yeah, after we saw the state policeman quit.
Yeah, we understand you got a letter from the infamous Donio of the Donio Boogie fame.
Donahue, the head of state police back home. You know,
right, as a congratulatory note.
And, yeah, he wrote me a nice letter, he did.
So how does it feel now after all these years of recording in the house to...
Real good.
Suddenly get national attention.
Yep.
Not to mention to be on the Radio Hound here. Even preempting James Brown, who may come down here and shoot us all if he should hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. What we're going to do is we're going to open up the phone lines here. And the area code is 201. The phone number is 266-7900. What we have to do is we have to get a pair of headphones for Haz so we can actually hear this thing. And we'll fix up the phone here. What channel are we in on the phone anyway? One, I guess. So that's 266-7900. Yeah, that works. And don't call 7901 because that line is out today. So 266-7900, area code 201. Talk to the Haz. We're gonna set up with some headphones here. We should spin a record. Let's I got something queued up here. Hold on. Oh no, I don't. How do you like this for professionalism? Of course, somebody just called in on the 7901 number that we didn't want.
I don't know what we had to queue it up.
You're going to hear us cue a record live here.
Yeah, huh?
See, first you do it like this.
Yeah.
Whoa. And he's only got one arm.
And then you just kind of fade in like
that.
Well,
I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay, that's 201-266-7900. Talk to the Haz.
And I got his stuff. When I woke up, his body should have seen what I had in the bed with me. He jumped up out of bed, pulled his hand down his eye. Looked at me like a guy in Canada, commodity meat. He said, So this time we're way off yet. We got all alone. Thing was going just right. She jumped out of the car. She put her hand down her eye. She looked at me like a dying box of them dollar cheap. She said, so this time went away up yard. No, we did. Went away down yard. Got all along. They would sound like this. This time we're way off, yeah. Things were really getting gone. They was burning up. Sounded like this. She jumped out of the car, put her hand out of her eyes. And do you know what she tried to tell me? Do you know what she told me? She said,
yeah, Houndy on WFMU. This is a flagship of professionalism. We have Hazel Atkins here live in the studio. No phone calls for Haz yet. 266-7900, area code 2-1. Everybody's at the beach today listening on their portable radios, huh? Or what are we queuing up here? You want to play some of this live tape? Haz, this is from today, or is this from yesterday?
It's from 2 hours ago.
This is from 2 hours ago. And let me find my cassette deck here. We're kind of right in the middle of this here, and we're going to... Wow, that sounds much better. Yeah, we're right in the middle. We're just going to like punch this in from 2 hours ago, and you can hear the Haz as it was in Philadelphia playing... Did he play in front of the record store or in the record store? On the sidewalk in front of the record store in the city of brotherly love. Meanwhile, if anybody wants to call in, it's 201-266-7900. I know everybody is outdoors today, but if you got a quarter... give a call. In the meantime, we got the,
You made me cry. Will you let me know? I won't have to cry.
This is me back again, cause I need another head. So honey, don't you be afraid, cause I'm just gonna cut your head off. Don't you be afraid.
This is WFMU. This is The Hound, and that was Hazel Atkins, recorded this afternoon in a record store in Philly. We have Haz sitting here right now. That sounds pretty wild. That's, where are we feeding back from? I'm not going to worry about it. We're just going to feed back. So that's, so you're telling me about some TV appearances and stuff and filming going on.
Channel 9 TV and Channel 7 is coming to my home just, about a week and a half when I go back, something like that. Told me to call them, and they go film me and film my home, my alley, where I go out, you know, my car, everything.
Great, the head collection, everything.
Yeah.
You want to try, let's get this call on the air. Let's see what this caller has to say. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Hound.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill calling from Staten Island.
Hi, you're on the air. You want to talk to Mr. Hazel Atkins, the king of the hunch?
Yeah, well, the Haz is my man. I just wanted to say hello, I'll be talking to him tomorrow because we've got a big trip coming up.
Hello, how are you?
Are you
this
Bill?
Is Hayes, yeah.
Yeah, this is Bill Fies, Haz. We're heading up to Canada tomorrow.
Oh, are you the chauffeur for the
yeah,
worldwide hunch tour?
Sort of, kinda.
Gee, taking the hunch tour, that's a noble cause. Are you getting paid a lot of money from this?
Nah, this is on the cuff, man.
This is not on Billy's Gold American Express card?
Nah, Billy just said, be cool, and it's in the bag.
And we're supposed to tell you you're not allowed to bring any contraband into Canada. You're
what's
not
that?
No contraband, no illegal substances or underage women.
No, it's above the table deal.
Above the Table. That's right. We do. This is a Norton Records deal. This is not.
That's
this has
right.
nothing to do with payola or any of the sleazier side of the record industry.
No.
This is all.
Done,
this is worldwide
just for rock and roll. You know how? Just done straight for rock and roll. That's all.
Oh, you're the guy who made up the Post headline cover.
Beg pardon?
Are you the guy with the Post headline cover?
Yeah, that's me. I'm the culprit.
Oh, okay, I know you.
Yeah, you. Yeah, we got the snake back here, too. The snake is hanging out somewhere.
The snake?
The snake, yeah. He's my 1-2 punch. Well, yeah, I had a good time last night down in Philly.
Oh, well.
Yeah, they were all down there last night.
I missed it. I had to work.
Yeah, so did I. I got home at 5 o'clock. And I passed out. So what?
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
All right.
Thank you a lot for calling.
Take care, Haz.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Okay, then.
Okay, we're going to try and get the next call on. Oh, do we have another call in yet? Or is it that one just... Up. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. So you're going to be on this the TV thing. We have the Canadian tour, A Date with P.I.L. And there's a new record coming out at any time soon?
Well, we'll be recording it couple days before Maxwell's.
Oh, you're recording live at Maxwell's?
No, a couple days before.
Oh, before the Maxwell show. And so you have some of these new songs that we heard last time you were on the show. And any other new surprises in store for us here?
What about that scalping guy?
Yeah, I'm going to make some scalping songs, you know, because I talk to fellow scalps and people, and, you know.
You talk
he
to
give me the ideas to write some, so
you,
I wrote.
You talked to a fellow who scalped some people?
Yeah, five of them.
Is this back in five of them?
Yeah,
this
in Ohio.
In Ohio?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet this fella?
He scalped Devo.
He scalped Devo.
I met him through another fellow, and he got to tell me, you know, about his life and everything, what happened.
Do you trade, like your head collection for scalps at all, or are you going
to... No. I'm going to have to make some songs and get some scalps.
Okay, let's take... It's almost time for Laurie S.'s show. We're going to take one more phone call here, and then... Laurie S. will be up soon. We'll play one last number from Haz, and that person left already, too. Nobody has patience. You have to, like, let it ring while we talk. Okay, what we're going to do is...
It's going again.
No, that... See, you can't call in on that 7901 number, because that's hooked into the computer, and if I pick it up, we're going to have our ears blown out. Try the 7900 number. In the meantime, Billy, hum a song while I cue a record. You guys want to hear another live cue? I'm really getting into this. This is really fun. That flagship of professionalism, WFMU in East Orange. Okay, it's 5:59 now. We're gonna play one more tune, and the Hound will be back next week at 3 o'clock with more of that hunch. Ben Vaughn Combo will be on live next week.
Yeah.
And that's the nearest in this area. The Irving Plaza gig tonight was canceled because the Irving Plaza went bankrupt last week. So Haz will be in New York area at Maxwell's in Hoboken Friday the 27th, and we're taking a roll call. We expect you all to be there. I guarantee you, one of the finest nights of entertainment you've ever seen in your life. And this is the Hound saying thank you, Haz.
Thank you, Haz.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, Ben Vaughn, and your little entourage here. And we have all kinds of things going on here. And Laurie S. will be up at 6.
Come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the hot thing for me. Oh, come on, pretty baby. Come on and do the hot thing for me. Come on, come on. Come on and do the hot thing for me. I like the way you walk. I like the way you walk.
want to do the hot thing.